I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. It's not a full-on ceasefire in Syria. Call it a partial truce, or as the diplomats who worked it out call it, a cessation of hostilities. Whatever it is, few thought it would be this effective at putting the fighting on the ground in Syria almost on pause.
It has astounded people. Bombing runs, for example, the average is 6 a day rather than 100 a day.
That's Joshua Landis. He specializes in the Middle East at the University of Oklahoma.
I think it shows how dependent all the actors are on the ground in Syria on their sponsors, the big nations that are feeding them with arms, money, and diplomatic protection. So this is essentially a deal that was made between America and Russia and is being pushed on the Syrians. And so far, it's working.
Other deals between the parties have not worked out. I think the ramp up to this one was also pessimism. So the deal between Moscow and Washington, was there more to that deal than we might know?
You know, that's an excellent question. And I think that's what everybody is debating today. Tons of Arab press speculating that America and Russia have made some deal to divide up Syria. That's the scuttlebutt in the Arabic press. But it's unclear. Nobody knows what Russia's end game is. Advisors to Assad are being very close-mouthed. Nobody can get information out of Damascus. What are their next moves? What does this mean? Is Russia pushing you to continue the truce even beyond the two-week temporary official limit of this truce? So is Russia preparing to pull back from Assad? Is this a real deal between America and Russia, or is it a temporary truce? And will Russia continue to bomb and push for more territory? And will the Assad army continue to go in advance?
I mean, those are great questions. So let me ask you, what do you think Russia's game plan is at this point?
A week ago, I believed that Russia and Assad were on the march, that they were taking back territory at a fairly quick clip, that the Syrian opposition rebel forces were in chaos and falling backwards, and that Assad would want to press his advantage. And I think he did want to press his advantage. But the Russians have signed on to this deal with America. I thought it was just Russia giving a little sugar to America so that the medicine would go down, the medicine of Russia taking this back and basically asserting Assad as the ruler of Syria again. But I'm not sure right now. I can't quite figure it out. And that has us all on tenterhooks, and it has everybody in Syria on tenterhooks.
When UN officials go into this next round of peace talks on March 9th in Geneva, what sort of leverage is U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry going to bring to the table?
Not very much. President Obama, on September 30th, when Russia entered into the war with its Air Force in a big way, President Obama said, the United States is not going to fight a proxy war with Russia for Syria. That means that America is standing aside. Now, Saudi Arabia and Turkey and other Gulf countries still want to send in more arms, are insisting that Assad cannot remain. But America's not going to get involved in this war. And possibly the next president might. But none of them have articulated a policy towards the Syrian civil war that looks very energetic. So America doesn't have a lot of leverage. It's counting on Russia wanting to get out of this and not get stuck in a quagmire and looking for a way to consolidate Assad's gains, but not have to commit to helping him conquer a lot more territory that may be very difficult to do. So that's basically America's hope is that Russia's had enough of this.
So how far is Vladimir Putin willing to go for Bashar al-Assad?
There's the million-dollar question. I mean, so far, he looks like a tough guy who's willing to go a long way, and he wants to destroy al-Qaeda in Syria and ISIS. Putin said, we're going to destroy terrorism because there are 3,000 Russians fighting as jihadists in Syria. We don't want them coming home. And America's done a terrible job. America's democracy promotion regime change policy in the Middle East has only expanded the amount of failed regimes and extremists running around the Middle East, many of whom are going to come back to motherland Russia and try to blow us up. So we're going to take charge of this. We're going to assert a strongman Assad over his state, and we're going to kill these jihadists. That was Putin's promise. Now, how much of that is he going to insist on carrying out? We'll have to wait and see.
Joshua Landis heads the Center for Middle East Studies at the University of Oklahoma. His blog is Syria Comment. Joshua, thanks very much, as always.
It's always a pleasure to be asked on. Thank you.